It's time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. And my guest today, I'm just going to go ahead and do it, a good friend of mine, Preacher Jeff Blackburn. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. It's good to be here today.
I need to raise your microphone up like that. Now then, people want to hear your lovely voice. Now, you are the youth pastor out at Baptist Home.
This is correct. Been out there for 5 years now.
Wow. Have you been out there for 5 years?
5 years. They have allowed me to stay there within 5 years.
Bless their hearts. I need to pray for them more or come and talk to your deacon board. I'm not too sure.
Both would probably be appropriate.
All right. Now, Pastor Blackburn, was it last year that you had the Darajja, I'm saying that right,
I hope. That is correct.
A choir from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, that was a tremendous success. Tell us about who they are. When people hear the term Darajja, they may not have a clue what that means. Who are they and where are they from?
The Darajja Choir is a choir that is from Kenya, Africa. The word Darajja is actually Swahili for bridge. And the Darajja Choir is actually a ministry of an organization called the 410 Bridge. The 410 Bridge is a ministry, an organization that helps to partner churches and individuals with communities in Africa to do missions work, to help that community to be self-sustained, provide water and food, and of course, to get a church planted there, to get a pastor trained, and to get that community to be completely self-sufficient and also make a difference in their own community for the gospel of Christ.
Right. Well, what a tremendous blessing that is.
And Darajja is a ministry that came out of the 410 Bridge. And these children, there's 24 children. Some of those children are orphans. Some of them are very vulnerable between the ages of about 10 and 13. And they come to America and do two tours every year. And this is the third year that we've had the privilege of hosting the Darajja Choir.
Now, there's 24 children.
Yes.
Now, when they come, do they have testimonies, too? Did your congregation get to meet with them and hear some of their stories?
Yes. During the two events that we'll be having on Sunday, one at 10:30 a.m. in the morning and one at 6:30 in the afternoon, the children will be sharing a little bit about their life in Kenya. They'll be sharing scripture that they've memorized, sharing about how God has impacted their life. There'll be a period during the concert in the very middle where there'll be a video that'll be shown about how the Darajja Choir came to be and how the 410 Bridge ministers to them in Kenya. So that there will be an opportunity where you'll get to know more about them. And even more, what's even more special for our church family is that all of these kids will actually be hosted in some of our church family homes. And I'll be one of those host families. I'll have three girls. I already have two daughters.
You're going to have a house full of females, Jeff.
Yes.
Do you know what you're getting into?
Yes, I have a front porch. I have two daughters, 8 and 3, Hannah and Jenna, and then, of course, my wife. And we'll be hosting three more young ladies and a chaperone. And I also have two dogs that are female, so it's going to be.
I would just go out on the porch if I were you.
So.
Yeah, that would just take a blankie and a pillow and go out on the porch. So the children will be staying then with the church members out of your church, out of Baptist Home.
There are 8 families in our church that have agreed to take them in this weekend. Of course, with this being the third year, I had so many families wanting to do it, we kind of had to pick and choose, but they were very gracious to open their homes.
Wait, hold it. Whoa, Jeff. You have Baptists standing in line, volunteering, wanting to do something.
Yes.
Are you sure you go to a Baptist church?
I do. I go to a great Baptist church. That's some good folk up there.
Well, that's a tremendous blessing right there. Now, tell us about this weekend. Is it Saturday and Sunday or just Sunday?
It is just Sunday. We will have a joint worship service at 10:30 in the morning in our Family Life Center. We'll begin at 10:30. And because I wanted more people to be able to be a part of this service, that's why we added a service on Sunday afternoon, because I know a lot of people go to their home churches on Sunday morning. So on Sunday afternoon at 6:30, we will begin with another service, but the 6:30 service is going to be very, very special. We have not only do we have the Darajja Children's Choir that will be singing and leading in worship, we'll also have the New Damascus Church Choir singing as well right after that.
Wow.
And then both choirs will actually sing together at the end, and I'm just getting kind of
excited. He was telling me about this before, and he said, and then they're just going to get together at the end and sing, and I said, Jeff, honey, the church will just rapture out right there. My news story for the fall this coming Monday will be Baptist Home Church and Congregation raptured out Sunday evening about 7 o'clock.
The new Damascus Choir has been very, very gracious. Last year, the reason we kind of teamed up was God kind of placed it on my heart that these kids were traveling 2 and 3 months out of the year going to church after church, and they were doing a lot of ministering to people. But I felt like we needed to minister to them and give them an opportunity to worship as opposed to leading worship. So
right.
I invited New Damascus to come. They came, and we had a tremendous, tremendous service. So we are very excited about what God's going to do this weekend.
Now, again, this is they're from Africa. How much time do they spend in America on the tours that they do each year?
That's a very good question. They do two tours. The first tour is in spring, and it'll be the same kids that come. In spring, they do a tour pretty much confined to Florida. They do a lot of youth camps down in the Florida area. The 410 Bridge is based out of that area.
Right.
And then in the fall, they'll come back in October. They go back home after the spring tour, and then they actually fly back to the States, and then they'll start their tour. I think it's in October, and it runs through about the first week of December, and then they go back home.
So several weeks, and they spend in the States doing this.
Several weeks.
Now, has it been the same 24 children each year, or it's different? They age out, maybe out of the choir or whatever?
Exactly. Each year we've had basically a new choir. There's been a few children from the year previous to come back. This year, I think there's about 4 children that are coming back that was with us last year. And the chaperones that are with them in each host home, there's a chaperone that are with the children. And a lot of the chaperones are new this year. The choir directors are new. So a lot of new things going on, but primarily it's a new group of kids each year.
Now, are all of these children orphans?
Not all of them. A lot of them are. As you know, AIDS is very prevalent in the Kenya, Africa
right.
area. Some of the kids may be orphaned because of that. Some of them are very vulnerable because of their home life situation, but there is a mix of both in the choir.
Are any of the parents traveling with the choir there?
No, but there are some Kenyan adults that will be coming that actually do the schoolwork. These kids are actually have their own school as they're traveling throughout the U.S., and they do all their schoolwork throughout the weeks as they're touring. Interesting thing is when they come to Wilkesboro and they've come to Baptist Home, we're kind of in the middle of their tour. So they'll actually be going to be spending from Saturday to Tuesday with our host family. So they kind of use us as a break.
Right.
And they spend a little more time with us. And the past couple of years, we've taken them skating, and we've done some fun things with them here in the community. Last year, we were going to take them up to the mountains because there was some snow, but we didn't get to. So,
well, yeah, when they go back home, those that are orphans, the 410 Bridge Ministry, do they have an orphanage there?
And yes, they have. They have the communities that these kids come out of. The 410 Bridge is actively ministering in those communities already. Some of the churches that are in the United States that have partnered up with those communities are providing, again, to try to get them fresh water, to try to get a church planted, and try to get a pastor trained so that the ministry is ongoing with these kids, not just when they're here in the States ministering through the Daraja Choir.
Now, this is kind of a different way to do missions work. I guess you're actually partnering with them as opposed to just reaching out to them. They're also reaching back to us.
Exactly. And one of the things, I spoke with the choir leader the other day, and we were emailing back and forth, and I asked, you know, what kind of fun things we could do for the choir. And she said, well, we're doing something a little different this year. I said, not only do we want the kids to lead in worship, but we want those kids to minister in your community in some fashion. So if there's some opportunity for them to minister, we want them to do it. So our church has a partnership with Mulberry Elementary School, and we're going to try to work something out where those kids can go up and visit Mulberry Elementary School maybe on Monday. So they are not only exactly like you said, we're ministering to them in Kenya, but they're also ministering to us in our communities.
I know that Baptist Home, you are involved with mission work there. Speak to us a minute about that. Just kind of do a side trail here on mission work, because there's a group that are all for missions and then a group that are totally opposed to missions. Talk to us about that.
Well, our church takes very seriously the Great Commission. And we know that the Great Commission tells us to go into all nations, starting with our hometown first and going on out from there in Acts 1:8. And I'm very privileged to be able to lead a church that takes that very seriously. And we actually have a team that's leaving for Kenya in February. We have a team of people. We've been doing missions in Kenya now for probably 5 or 6 years. And we have a couple in our church that is very involved. And they will actually go over and spend about 3 months after the first of the year. And they will relieve a missions couple that lives there. They will come back to the States. And then while this couple is there from our church, we have a team that's going to go over and minister for 2 to 3 weeks over in Kenya. So we have a very close connection with Kenya, and that's one of the reasons that this choir has been so special to our church, because some of our teams that have went over have actually got to meet some of the kids that's been to our church, got to minister in their very community. So it's very special to us.
I think it gives us a different perspective on things, too, when we get outside. You know, I know I've heard a lot of pastors, and I'm sure you've said this, you know, that the ministry is more than just inside these four walls of the church. Well, John Wishon, the owner here of the station, now we're talking one day, and we're talking about putting God in a box. And I said, my husband has preached on, you know, get God out of the box. And John said, yeah, and he said, a lot of times we think we're have gotten God out of the box, but we've just kind of moved the walls back and we're in a bigger box. We need to get out of our Wilkes County box sometimes and realize that there are human beings that God has created that he loves, that he died for, and that they need to hear the gospel.
Absolutely. We need to realize that Jesus Christ gave his life so that we could have the opportunity to tell people about the freedom that's found in him alone.
Amen.
And that is not confined just to Wilkes County. As greater counties we live in, and as many people as there is right here in our back door that we need to be sharing the gospel with actively, God didn't intend for us just to stay here. He wants us to reach this county as much as reaching across the world. And our church is a very balanced approach, that we try to reach our county and reach anywhere else that God gives us an opportunity to go.
Amen. Amen. Again, we are talking with Jeff Blackburn about the Duraja Children's Choir that is coming out to Baptist Home Church there this weekend. We'll take a short break and come back and talk more with him about that right after this.
Hi, this is Johnny Erickson Tata with a message for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. As you may have heard, in addition to being a quadriplegic, I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. I just happened to discover that lump a few months ago, and sure enough, it was cancer. I am now joining my voice with others who have been telling us for years to get regular mammograms. I wish I had. By the time I discovered my cancer, it was stage 3. So don't put it off. But if cancer is a health issue for you, know that God can use this for good in your life. I refuse to waste my cancer, and I hope you can find encouragement through what I am learning on this journey as I blog about it at johnnyandfriends.org.
This message has been brought to you on 3WC by Feral Gas, Michael's Jewelry, Brain Huey Pharmacy, Foothill Center for Women, AeroCare, formerly Arcadia Home, all of North Wilkesboro, Bumgarner's Heating and Air, Boone Trail Vitamins and Herbs off Miller's Creek, Holiday Inn Express and Conference Center, Dentist Office of Dr. Michael Andresky, all of Wilkesboro, and Elkin OBGYN.
I'm Nick Gonzalez with Salvador, and I'd love to tell you how to send a touch of Christmas to a needy child a world away through Operation Christmas Child. Just fill an empty shoebox with toys and gifts for a girl or a boy, and through Samaritan's Purse, millions of gifts will be delivered to children around the world. Call Samaritan's Purse at 1-800-809-3882.
Shoebox drop-off days are November 15th through the 22nd, locally at Samaritan Disaster Relief, Highway 268, Specialty Car Company, Brickyard Road, North Wilkesboro, and Baptist Home Church, Sparta Road, North Wilkesboro. Speaking of Baptist Home Church, the youth pastor is with me here. And Jeff, it has been good to have you with us on the program today. Now, again, the Duraja Children's Choir from Africa is going to be at your church this weekend. Again, give us the times of the services that you're going to have.
First service will be at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. That'll be a joint worship service in our Family Life Center. And that service, again, will be just the Duraja kids. And then that afternoon at 6:30 p.m., we will actually have someone I failed to mention. Marvin Edgerton is also going to be with us. He's going to start kind of do a pre-concert at 6:15 to 6:30. At 6:30, we'll get started, and the Duraja Children's Choir will sing first. We'll have a little intermission. The New Damascus Church Choir will come on, and they will lead in worship. And then at the very end, both choirs will sing together, which is going to be a very, very special time.
Oh, wow. That will be really good. So it's two different services then on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and at 6:30 p.m.
Exactly.
And, of course, everyone is invited to this.
Absolutely free event, no cost whatsoever to anybody who wants to come. Well, there will be a love offering taken. That love offering will be to support the 410 Bridge. And if people would like to know more about the ministry of the 410 Bridge and the Duraja Children's Choir, there's a great website. The website is www.410, that's a 410, bridge.org. And all the information that I've shared and a whole lot more is on that website.
All right. And, of course, you're at Baptist Home. Give us the service times and that you have there on a regular basis, not just special services. But if someone is looking for a home church and they're thinking, you know, this church might be something that I'm interested in and would like to visit, when do you have services there?
That's a great question. On Sunday morning, we have two worship services on Sunday morning, one at 8:30 a.m. and one at 11 a.m. with Sunday school in between. Then we have 7 p.m. Sunday night service, and then a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. as well. And by the way, we have a brand new pastor, brand new senior pastor, just started a few weeks ago. His name is Dr. Lonnie Chenoweth, and he's a great guy.
Chenoweth?
Chenoweth. Now, see, I've hacked his name many times, so I've got it right now.
Okay, Chenoweth.
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 Yes. He's a great guy. God's really blessed us, and he's got a great vision for our church, and we're looking forward to serving together.
All right. Sounds like a wonderful plan going on there. I'm sure you're going to have a great time in the Lord on Sunday. From the sound of things, you nearly blew the roof off last year.
Yes. I was reading last night, reading in Revelation, where at some point, you know, when we're all in heaven together, that all the nations are going to be gathered together, and that we're going to sing together, and we're going to worship together with one voice. No more boundaries as far as geographical boundaries, no more language barriers. All that's going to be gone away, and we're all going to sing together, and we're going to worship the Lamb.
Amen.
That was slain for us. And Sunday night is going to be just a small, small little taste of that. So we're looking forward to it.
Heaven practice on Sunday night.
Absolutely.
So if you'd like to take part in heaven practice, you can do so at Baptist Home Church Sunday night. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And coming up, we'll be talking with Lynn Dyer about Make a Difference Day as Focus on the Foothills continues.
It might seem awkward to think about death and the importance of prearranging your cemetery and funeral needs today. However, the strongest reason to do so is love. Knowing you've helped make a difficult time easier gives you true peace of mind. What you do now will free your family and friends to grieve, to remember, and to support each other, to go on with life. Let your love, compassion, and sensitivity guide you to call and begin discussions about prearrangements at Scenic Memorial Gardens. Call 667-6339 or come by our office at 545 Moravian Falls Road in Wilkesboro.
Shop, shop, shop around, and then come on in to Miller's Creek Pawn and Jewelry for the best price on gold. Hunting season is upon us, and Miller's Creek Pawn and Jewelry has a large selection of firearms. They have silver and gold coins, electronics, tools, DVDs, guitars, fishing supplies, golf clubs, and affordable prices on all jewelry. Shop, shop, shop around, and then come on in, and let's make a deal with Donnie and Greg at Miller's Creek Pawn and Jewelry, Dollar General Shopping Center, Miller's Creek. Call 903-1212.
Save money now. Fall sale is going on at Midtown Garden Market. Get 30% off trees and shrubs, 25% off plentiful pansies, and 50-pound Fafard Black Cow, just $2.88 a bag. Now it's planting time for so many things, and Midtown Market has bulbs for spring flowers, cold crops, trees, and more. Come see the pumpkins, mums, and the Christmas shop is open with many new items. Shop for savings. Fall sale at Midtown Garden Market. Between the Wilkesboros at the bridge. Call Midtown Market, 667-4852.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. And we've switched guests and switched topics right here in just a matter of a few minutes. Lynn Dyer is with me in the studio at this time, and an event that is happening this Saturday, Make a Difference Day. Lynn, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you, Angela. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Well, now tell us about Make a Difference Day. That's something we've actually taken part in here in Wilkes for a few years, but kind of refresh everyone's memory on what that is.
Make a Difference Day is held always the fourth Saturday in October, and it actually stems from a national, it's sponsored by the USA Weekend and Points of Light Foundation.
Right.
And it's been going on for years, but actually it began here in Wilkes County around 1998. It came from an initiative from the United Way. At the time, Ann Miller was the director of United Way, and she had attended a governor's conference and learned about it there. And so she brought the information back to Wilkes County. And at that point, the Volunteer Coalition of Wilkes Committee was formed, and that's where it has stemmed from, and we have been doing it ever since.
All right. Now, when you get together on Saturday, what exactly will be happening?
Okay. We've been going through some processes of people applying for assistance, and what folks can do, they can apply to have yard work done, windows washed, if they need a wheelchair ramp built, weather stripping, leaves rake. This time of year, that's
right.
A big challenge for some of our senior citizens to keep their yards clear of the leaves and debris. They can apply for that assistance, and then on that Saturday, we have volunteers that come in, and we have youth groups, Boy Scout groups, key clubs from the high schools, just volunteers, church groups. They come in and they'll pick up a work assignment, and then they go out to the work assignment. And what we do is we have a kickoff, and the kickoff will start at 7:30 at Wayland Hall at First Baptist Church of North Wilkesboro.
Right.
We'll have some breakfast items there for them. They'll get a T-shirt and a certificate, and then when they, after they receive their work assignment, they will get a T-shirt as well and a lunch to take with them, a bag lunch. So it's just great to see the people come out and volunteer. Now, the folks that need like wheelchair ramps and major repairs to their home, Dyer Stromer, she's with Brock. She and another gentleman goes out and visits each site to determine, you know, how much building materials are needed. And
because those have to be done to a certain code,
exactly,
and specifications.
Exactly. And we have carpenters that volunteer that day to work, and they go out and do the measurements. It's a pretty big undertaking.
Well, now, that's this Saturday. Is it too late to get involved with this and to come out on Saturday and volunteer?
The work projects and work assignments have mostly all been already assigned, but we're volunteers. We'll take all the volunteers we can get. We'll put them to work one way or another.
So come on out Saturday and get involved. Now, each year, when do you start taking requests or suggestions of things to do for folks around the county?
Usually we start that in September, the first week in September.
And do they need to contact Brock to do that?
Yes. There is an application form that they need to fill out. And like I said, Dyer and the staff over there, they review these applications and actually do on-site visits and visit the person. A lot of times it's not so much the expense or work. It's like, say, going and raking leaves. And we have some folks that just love to have the company. They're shut-ins.
Right.
And they love to have the young people come and just come in and visit with them and sit and talk to them, even though you feel like you're not doing a lot. You're doing so much for them.
You're making a
and
difference
their
to
eyes,
them. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, again, it's not too late. You can still get involved and volunteer on Saturday.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But as far as the work assignments, have you taken all those that you want to take at this time?
I think so. We have. We have, I think it's 80, let me check, 86 projects.
Wow.
17 of those are building ramps. So we've got a busy day Saturday. We
absolutely
really do.
And I guess several teams have already said that they'll be there.
Yes. Yes, we have several volunteers. Last year we had approximately 400 volunteers.
Wow.
To show up and work. That last year we kind of started off with a rainy morning and was a little worried. But by 9 o'clock it cleared off and it was beautiful. And we just had people coming and saying, I want to do this. They would go out and finish the job and come back and say, do you have something else I can do? So that's really great. And this Saturday, from what I've been seeing on the weather, it's going to be a beautiful day.
The projection is good for a Saturday, so you should have a great day for Make a Difference Day. Now, again, for those that are involved in this or those who would like to find out more and just come on out Saturday morning, mm-hmm. You're going to be meeting where and when?
We're going to be at Wayland Hall at First Baptist Church, North Wilkesboro.
Wayland Hall.
And that's the kickoff that morning.
And what time?
We'll start at 7:30, and that'll give people a chance to get there and have just a light breakfast. We're going to have some biscuits and fried apple pies and juice and coffee. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll just have a few brief words from our committee, and then we're going to send people out on their assignments.
Make a Difference Day this Saturday.
Yes.
And it's a good idea.
It's neighbors helping neighbors, and Wilkes County has always been really great to just step up to the plate and help out. Residents have really helped us out.
All right. Lynn Dyer, thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us about Make a Difference Day this Saturday.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, Lynn Dyer, we appreciate it. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, we'll have a check on that weather forecast.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 105.